And now for the third installment of the Talk of the Nation Movie Awards.
A hitman and a Mini Cooper races from the gendarmes on the cobbled streets of Paris. A drug kingpin ducks on and off a subway to elude a determined narc. And a killer cyborg guns his Harley through the drainage canals of L.A., while the hope for the future clings to the back of the hog. Ladies and gentlemen, start your engines for the Talk of the Nation Movie Awards Best Chase Scenes.
Our production staff does not get paid enough money. Murray Horowitz, that's great stuff.
It is great stuff, and it's great movie stuff, too.
Murray Horowitz is director and COO of the American Film Institute Silver Theater and Cultural Center. He's with us here in Studio 3A. While movies like The French Connection may have perfected the modern car chase, these are staples since the days of silent movies. So today, what is the greatest car chase of all time? And Murray, we've been watching these ever since those first flickers. The railroad engine coming at us was the first one, but the next one was a car chase.
It's true. Well, you know, the chase is really an old dramatic device. I mean, it's been with us for hundreds, if not thousands of years in dramatic literature, and just, you know, it could be horses, it could be people, but then film allows you to get all kinds of different angles and points of view, or even speed things up, slow things down, and narratively, it's used as a cliffhanger. Because, you know, it levels the playing field. You know, will the bad guy get caught? Will the hero be killed? Will it be a standoff? Will innocent passersby get hurt? And automobiles just add another level of danger. Horses don't explode and catch fire, you know.
Some pictures they do, but only I see those pictures. Well, they go back a long way. We obviously don't have any from the silent era, since they're a little tough to play on the radio. But let's listen to a clip from the famous W.C. Fields car chase.
Hey, spork it down. I'm sorry.
Never mind about those trees. Keep stepping on the gas.
You know who's in that car with Jose?
No, who?
Repulsa Brogan.
Say, there's a $5,000 dead or alive reward on him.
Not only great scenes of tires squealing, but a little racy dialogue as well.
It's racy, as it were.
Yeah.
I love this car chase. And actually, ask me what my favorite car chase is.
Your favorite car chase of all
time? I'm so glad you asked me. My favorite is good. And here I'm really going to sound arcane. But the Keystone Cops, as I sort of mentioned last week when we talked about this briefly. And I guess if I had to name one film, it would be, that's sort of a basic one, you can get almost any Keystone Cops film. Mm-hmm. There is a thing called Wandering Willies, which, despite a sort of, you know, racist scene, I mean, it's a very dated film, it's not a very good film, but there's this great car chase at the end, and one of the gags in The Bank Dick, which is where W.C. Fields actually takes the steering wheel off of the post and hands it to the guy next to him, or throws it out or something, was I first saw in this Max Sennett comedy. And Max Sennett, who's one of the fathers of film, is one of the first guys who figured out, hey, we could speed things up. We can slow them down. We can shoot things slow and then play them back sped up and create our own reality, which is what car chases do for us.
We've asked all of you to submit your nominations. Well, joining us first now is Dario Bigi calling us. Where are you calling out of New York City?
I'm calling from Manhattan, yes.
All right. What's your favorite car chase?
Favorite car chase is from Ronin, from the John Frankenheimer film.
Aha. Why?
Relentless. Really fast paced, and actually there was no special effects. It was all shot real time. There was no speeding effects. Everything, they shot it doing 120 miles an hour at certain points with the actors in the cars. So it was no green screen, just a real full on filmed action car chase that was done really, really long, and it was very extensive, and just gets your heart racing. It was just an awesome, awesome scene. Two of them in the film.
One of the key clips in one of those scenes, this is Robert De Niro driving on the wrong side of a highway through a tunnel. Let's listen to this clip from Ronin. I don't think we played it back loudly enough, Murray.
Well, but he was really invested in the role.
Oh, I see. Yeah, he was really getting into it.
Well, I mean, I agree with Dario. This, and a lot of people really mention this as their favorite. I am bound to say not a great movie. No. Nonetheless, a character really, who's driving the car and who are these people? One of the questions in Ronin is, will these people, these professional killers and assassins? Will they work together as a team? And they kind of have to. I frankly enjoy the first of the two car chases more. But we have to give our props to John Frankenheimer, who's a great technician. Mm-hmm. And that's another important point. The author of a car chase is not really the screenwriter. The author is the sound editor and the director and the editor.
Takes cinematographer.
Yes, absolutely.
The cojones to actually do that kind of thing. I think there was like 300 stunt drivers on the second car chase scene.
De Niro was actually driving a 1989 cojones.
Lonnie, thanks very much. Dario, thanks very much for joining us today.
Have a good day, guys.
Dario Bigi joined us from New York City, where he listens to the program online. And joining us now is Bud Eckens. Bud is a retired stuntman, and he's driven some of the great movie scenes, car chases of all time. Bud, nice to have you on the program.
Yeah, nice to be here.
You drove Steve McQueen's car in the movie Bullet.
Yes. Yeah, Mustang.
Mustang.
Mm-hmm.
Let's listen to a clip. This is from Bullet, and let's listen to a clip, see if it revives any memories. Did that Mustang really sound that good?
Yeah, it did. It was there was two of them, and the one that had the roll cage and camera mounts in it, and all that was especially put through a an expert, you know, car tuner. They changed the cams, and they had double shock absorbers on it, and you know, all kinds of special stuff. The other one was just a standard one.
And I know that Steve McQueen at least fancied himself a pretty good driver.
Right.
Was he trying to horn in and get into as many scenes as he could?
Well, not at all, no. He wanted to do, it was planned that he would do all the driving.
Uh-huh.
Originally. And I was brought, you know, on the show. Steve is a good friend of mine, but he had nothing to do with me being there. And the stunt coordinator hired me. He hired a dozen stunt drivers to come up and do, you know, that chase. And so the first scene, I don't know if you remember or not, but it could be the one I just heard.
Uh-huh. Just starting off, yeah.
Just as the signal changes,
mm-hmm.
the guy right. takes off up the hill. You see him clip the seatbelt on.
Right. I was going to ask you about that.
That's Bill Hickman. And he did the part of the killer, and he did his own driving. He was a stuntman, not an actor. Well, he's both.
And uh-huh. it's important to remember, you know, when people talk about Bullet, there are these little dramatic touches. And fastening the seatbelt, you know, I mean, that was like a big deal in 1968, or when it was at 68, I guess, yeah,
mm-hmm.
Because people didn't wear seatbelts all that often then. So as soon as you heard that click, you knew something was up.
Yes, that's a race car driver. Also, there was some other things about Bullet that were little things that I don't know if people noticed or not, but when the signal changed, you could hear the click of the magnets in the signal.
Oh, boy. Huh. And were you aware that it was how was it different from other car chases that you'd done up to that point? I mean, they really shot in real city streets in real time?
Oh, yes, yes. Well, there's a story about that if you're interested. The mayor of San Francisco is named Alioto.
Joe Alioto, yes.
Okay. So the movie company, Solar, went in there, and they wanted to talk to him about using the city streets to do a car chase. And he wasn't interested. He said, I got too many things on my mind right now. He says, we got a park down in the poor part of town here, and it needs a swimming pool and a playground. So they said, well, how about it? We'll give you the swimming pool and playground. And he says, you got a city. Which
a
I think
story.
Is, I admire him for
That's
that.
A great story.
Well, Bud Eakins, a few have ever used it better. Thank you very much for being with us today. We appreciate it.
Sure.
And thanks for your great work.
All right.
Bud Eakins, a retired stuntman. He joined us today from his home in Hollywood. And, well, Bullet certainly a pretty good movie. Let's get another caller on the line, and this is Lonnie Schull joining us. Lonnie, good, nice to have you on Talk of the Nation.
Hi, thanks, Neil.
And what's your favorite car chase?
Oh, by easily the Blues Brothers.
The Blues Brothers?
Yes, sir.
This is one of the great car chases of all time. I think everybody would agree, and in no small part because of the music, but let's listen in to a little bit of the Blues Brothers.
It'll be all right if we can just get back on the expressway.
Don't look like no expressway to me.
Don't yell at me.
What the hell you want me to do, Motorhead?
Well, try not to be so negative all the time. Why don't you offer some constructive criticism?
You got us into this parking lot, pal. Now you get us out.
You want out of this parking lot? Okay.
I'll get you out of the parking lot.
You'll get out of the parking lot, all right. Yeah, Lonnie is right, and I, as always, my hat's off to him and my thanks for naming a comedy because, you know, a car chase can be a comic device, or as very often happens, it's a very great dramatic suspenseful device, and or both. And one of the things about this one that sort of breaks the formula, and again, the great car chases are ones that sort of depart from the formula in some ways. This allegedly set the record for the most car crashes in car chase history. And I always like, and I think everybody likes car chases that actually go through indoor locations like shopping malls.
Is that why you like it, Lonnie?
That's the reason. I think Landis was the first person to ever do that. And, you know, the other thing I like about this is the Dodge Monaco, the 74, it was a character. It really was in the movie.
Well, not only that, it was a police cruiser, right?
That's right.
A retired police cruiser.
And, you know, the scene in the very beginning of the movie where Belushi and Aykroyd, you know, Aykroyd picks Belushi up from the prison, you know, been in prison 3 or 4 years, and the first discussion is, you know, what the heck is this car? And, you know, and so at that point, it's pretty much set. You know, Landis described it as a magic car. You know, it did things that other cars couldn't do, and he didn't have to explain it. It's just really, you know, a classic that, you know, didn't fit the mold, as you guys say.
That's an important point, Lonnie, because, you know, at a certain point, the cars themselves can become characters if it's done. You know, I mean, you recognize that grill coming over the hilltop, you know, or you recognize the color of the car. I will say one thing. When you say, you know, Landis may have been the first to do that. One, there may be a caller to come yet who's going to mention a film or two films called The Italian Job.
Right.
And that they actually did some off-road stuff, too. So,
Lonnie, thanks very much. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Lonnie Schull joined us from Salt Lake City, where he listens to us on member station KUER. And you're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And let's get another caller on the line. We're still talking about the greatest car chase of all time with Murray Horowitz and Dwight. Dwight's on the line with us from Ritzville in Washington.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'd have to say one of the greatest car chases I've ever seen. I believe it was in an Italian Job, which you just mentioned.
Yes.
And, they had a little Mini Cooper driving around the streets of Venice and going through alleyways and up and down these narrow streets and stairways, and it was intriguing because so it just shows how small and kind of close-knit those the town of Venice, I think it was Venice that was set in.
Mm-hmm.
How close how buildings are to the road and how narrow the streets are.
The streets are narrow in Venice, but they're watery in Venice.
That's right.
I think we're talking about Turin, is that
Turin,
right?
Yes, that's right. It happens in Turin, Italy. And it's true. It this is a thing that goes up and down. Church staircase goes through weddings. They go through stadium roofs, all kinds of places that you would never think cars would ordinarily go.
We have a little clip from The Italian Job. Let's listen.
Try putting your foot down, Tony. They're really getting rather close.
A little dialogue there as well. This was one of those movies that was a lot about attitude.
It really was. And it'd have to be. This is a cast that has, first of all, it's Noel Coward's last film. It's got Michael Caine, Benny Hill, Ralph Vallone, and Rossano Brazzi. You know something's going to be weird in this movie. And it's a very bizarre picture, but a thoroughly delightful car chase. And it's a little bit an inheritor of the Keystone Cops. The cops are complete idiots in this car chase. I mean, they can't do anything right.
It's interesting that Mini Cooper sounds a little bit different from Steve McQueen's Mustang, doesn't it?
It's true, especially the up and down the steps.
Dwight, thanks very much for the call. We appreciate it.
Thanks for taking my call.
Here's an email we got from Lori. The best one ever. I think it's even better than Bullet is the Transporter. You have a gorgeous luxury sedan, not a muscle car, not a sports car, a sedan, an extremely cool driver, lovely French scenery, and a lot of exciting moves. One of the best things about the first chase in that movie is the lack of pyrotechnics. Nothing blows up, and the sound effects are very realistic. No overdone crashes or bangs. Instead, there are realistic crunches and smacks. Another thing that makes this car chase my favorite is the soundtrack. Rather than loud, horn-heavy, or screaming guitar music, you have a little funky R&B track that works beautifully with the movements of Jason Statham as the driver. Bullet probably is the best-known and most popular car chase, and heck, it's got Steve McQueen, so that's a big point right there. This little French movie definitely had the right automotive moves.
It's well, and there is a point when you say about Steve McQueen's cool. Anytime the star gets behind the wheel, like McQueen or De Niro or somebody like that, I mean, it gives a whole other dimension to the thing. For example, Michael Caine doesn't get behind the wheel in The Italian Job. And so I've got to give honorable mention to a movie from our youth called Thunder Road with Robert Mitchum.
Oh, yeah.
Robert Mitchum is just about the coolest guy. I mean, he's going 120 miles an hour and lights up a cigarette, you know? And imagination plays a big role in this, like The Italian Job, when they go through these places you would never think cars would go. Thunder Road was the first one where he had a little mechanism to release an oil slick to make pursuers slide off the road and down into chasms.
It was better with James Bond and the Amber Gris. Anyway, Murray Horowitz, thanks very much for being with us today, as always. Murray
Horowitz,
director and COO of American Film Institute, Silver Theater and Cultural Center, with us here in Studio 3A. Next week, the summer movie series continues with Best Death Scenes. Mother of mercy, this the end of Rico?
Start, it might be mine.
It might be yours, too. Send your votes into TOTN at npr.org. You can also visit our website to review past summer movie series winners and learn more about next week's show. Ira Flatow is back from vacation tomorrow on Science Friday. We'll see you Monday. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.